impatient, patient with me, longing for me to see. See you standing with arms open wide. You've been calling, you've been calling. Why did I question all the things that you said? I didn't understand the depth of your embrace. You couldn't left me or push me away, but you've always been holding me. I don't deserve this love. Oh, afraid to cry out. You've been faithful despite all my doubt. I am safer with my heart open wide. I am calling, I am calling. And now I understand the things that you say. And now I understand the depth of your grace. I'm holding on to the promise you made. You've always been.
Hello and great good afternoon, and welcome to your Confidence Matters Life Coaching. I am your co-host, Bonetta Rivers, and of course we know who the true host of the studio is Yeshua HaMashiach. He is the host of his podcast, and I'm thankful to be co-partnering, to be co-assisting with him. And it just all belongs to him, just to be able to share this moment with him in the studio. And I'm just great to be back, y'all. We are back with our life coaching segments, our sessions, Father. Ladies and gentlemen, excuse me. And I'm very excited about us being back on here. We did have some internet conflicts. I say that we had some internet conflicts where I couldn't be on here the way I was supposed to be on here for the life coaching segments. And I know that I'm just really happy and grateful to be back on here today to now proceed forward. Okay, we're proceeding forward. Hallelujah. And of course, it's just been an amazing journey. And to say as well, today is episode number 50, y'all. Can't you believe it? 50 episodes thus far. And today is number 50. for your Confidence Matters Life Coaching. Of course, you know, we also have our Kinderpreneur Thursdays, and we are definitely excited about that. And of course, with our precious special guest that will be coming up this coming Thursday at 7 o'clock sharp. And as our very own beautiful Kingdom Queen, Ashley Farley, she will be here Thursday, 7 o'clock p.m., right here in the studio. I said, you know, it's just amazing how, you know, we had to deal with, you know, technical problems. I mean, it happens to the best of us. We're not always perfect, but, you know, we want to make sure that we get it right. So when other guests do come on here, they will be comfortable. They won't have to deal with the rigorousness behind the scenes like a lot of us hosts that we do. We deal with a lot of these rigorous things regarding technology. And we just have to push through it, which we always do. And we know that in the end, the outcome is even better than we ever imagined. It's more phenomenal than we started. So we're so thankful for what is coming up for our Kinderpreneur Thursdays as well. But once again, I'm very excited to be back on here for this afternoon. And today, this is going to be a very, very, very brief, very short, short time today with you guys. Today is actually going to be the briefing, the introduction to our 8-day challenge. We are doing an 8-day challenge of pursuit of happiness, y'all. Pursuit of happiness. And what that is that we want to make sure that we have a generalization about what it is and how it is to really know what happiness is. So we want to make sure that we get the concept of what it is to know about happiness, okay, guys? And a lot of times we are living these lives. I mean, you know, things may look like, you know, it's good one way, but then, you know, you have the other side of the coin. And a lot of times we don't realize that, you know, happiness is not always around you the way you think. You know, and that's the one thing that you find that many people, they may have, you know, all of this money, they may have, you know, these good looks, they may have beautiful family, they may have all these great things, but they're still missing that happiness, that ingredient, which is happiness. Even those who have the love of God in their heart, y'all, I mean, it's just amazing what you find out. That even the fact that you have the love of God, but you're still not happy, you know, that tells you that there's something that is still going on within the inner layers. And we just want to be able to give like a detailing of that throughout the course of our 8 days. And I will keep you all posted when we'll be having the exact dates. We will be having it. Those who know, we have the flyers ready, up and ready. And normally we'll have the dates and we'll definitely do the announcements when we're going to be the start. When we will have the start of the Pursuit of Happiness 8-day challenge. So I really pray that we can be back on here possibly on Thursday. We trust in that Thursday we'll be back on here. If not, we will have that brand new fresh start come Monday. Come Monday, Lord's will, the Monday, guys, we will start fresh on Monday, and we're going to get this up and working, cracking up, because we want to get to the nitty-gritty of what is it that may be holding you back from pursuing that happiness. You know, there's so many factors, there's so many reasons that, you know, you'll be very surprised, but honestly, there's those who they are very honest about, you know, why they're not happy. And, you know, it definitely is something that we really need to take into consideration in spite of all that is happening around us. And we, the whole scope of the scope of this is how to really know what true happiness is. How do we know what that is? You know, and of course you will have to experience that happiness. Happiness, you cannot find it just, you know, any place. You know, most people say, you know, you can find happiness here, you can find happiness there, you can find happiness there. But find out that, you know, there's so much other places, you know, the common, you know, things you hear. Oh, you know, I found a man, I found a wife, you know, a great woman in my life. I got money in the bank. You know, I got a great family. I got a great career, you know, and all this good stuff. But see, that is the main things that we normally would hear, okay? But there's so many other attributes. And we want to make sure that, yes, that in spite of all of that, what may be holding you back for really pursuing the happiness you deserve? You know, that's something that, you know, most people can smile in your face, but on the inside, there's a whole nother, you know, trajectory beyond that. And, you know, a lot of people may not say much, but that's the thing about that. You know, a lot of people hold a lot of things in, and they don't even get a chance to release that, you know, let it out or let anyone know. And hopefully during that time is not going to be a detrimental time for that person, where depression or suicidal thoughts or things, you know, that you would not expect, but it does happen, y'all. It does happen. And we don't want that to be the table turn. If that's how you will be happy, is to, you know, just end it all. I mean, you really can't put words to that. You can't put words to that. It does happen. It does happen, unfortunately. And it hurts me that you have those who may know about this, but they're not even taking in consideration of the other person, yet alone about themselves, let alone if anyone cares about you at all. And at that time, it's like, how can I be happy when I don't have anything? I don't have anybody. I don't have the things that most people have. And I don't have that marriage, and I don't have that relationship that, you know, ought to be. So it really, really is one of those moments where you have to think for a moment. What is your definition of happiness? What is it your definition is? There's so many that will have different definitions, and that is okay. Everybody is not the same. Everybody's not the same. So when you give your answers, there's some things you got to answer for yourself. You don't have to let everyone know. And when you do, it's like you find that way to now pursue it more. Dig deeper into that particular topic, that particular thing that you want to pursue more. And then at times, you know, you find you a place, sit down with that quietness, even if you have to get you a journal, a book, something that you can be able to write down, or even if so, you can have a recorder, just record those moments when you are now getting up in the mornings and going throughout the course of the day, and God forbid, anywhere else. You know, you want to be able to have that for you. Your happiness is about you. And this is what we are doing. You know, starting Monday, we are getting into our 8-day challenge. And we are going through many, many things in detail, so we can get to the bottom of things. And so you won't feel like, you know, you don't matter. You don't feel loved or unloved. Or you don't feel that, you know. It's just a moment where we just have to realize, okay, is this something that we that we can actually get through. And we can get through it. We can get through it. We can get through it. You just have to have the right faith. You have to literally have the right people that's going to be around you to be those cheerleaders sometimes. And, you know, for me, my greatest cheerleader is Yeshua, Adonai, Messiah, Emmanuel, Jehovah, Yahweh. You know, that is my biggest cheerleader. And this is the reason why I'm opening up this challenge. Because you cannot substitute somebody else's challenge for your own. You can't want what they have. You got to want what is best for you. You don't know the journey it took for that person to get the happiness that they have been seeking for a long time. There's some things that you got to be able to know for yourself. You got to get to know for you. And this is what this is. Getting to get that understanding, that purpose of what is really your definition of happiness. So, I pray that you all can join me. Come Monday, I pray that you all can join me Monday, where we're going to kickstart this because, you know, I don't know what it is that many of you are dealing with on the inside. I don't know what it looks like. I don't know what you're feeling. But the one thing I can tell you is that when it's all said and done after this challenge, you will be able to know the purpose. You will be able to know that definition. You will be able to have such a grip of how that will work for you. And that's what we want to make sure. That is working for your benefit. Then you can be able to share that with others who may be in the same place. See, it's great that we pass along knowledge. We pass along wisdom. We pass along this history down the line. Because somebody, we may not think we may need it, but they do. And I just thank God that this was something that was placed upon my heart from Holy Spirit. And he just said to me, this is a great topic because it's such a broad topic. It's so much that is wrapped around within the happiness. And we want to take a look at it very close up and personal. So, that is pretty much the brief introduction for the Pursuit of Happiness Challenge. And I pray that you all will be here starting Monday, where we're going to go into this for 8 days, y'all. For 8 days, we're going to get to the nitty-gritty of this. I guarantee it. And I want you all to benefit. I want you all to reap from this. I want you all to be able to now take from this and be able to now take it for your family, your marriage, whoever and whatever it may be. We're going to use this opportunity to now fill that void, that blank, that emptiness. What many are feeling because they are left in this world without the happiness that they have been praying for. So I really pray that will happen for you all and that we're going to, find out what it is that we need to do to now gain back your happiness again. It's not too late, y'all. You can gain it back again. So I just want to thank you all so much for briefly being here and for joining me here in the studio. So glad to be back here to start again our life coaching sessions. Once again, I'm so grateful, so exuberant on today because it is episode number 50. Yes, we made it to 50 episodes, Father. We did it together, Papa. 50 episodes of Your Confidence Matters Life Coaching, and we still not done yet, y'all. Still not done yet. And of course, with our Kingdompreneur Thursdays, it's been definitely a phenomenal, phenomenal journey, even with the Kingdompreneur Thursdays and everyone that came on here to be special guests. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart that you was able to come on here and you was able to get a yes to the assignment that was given to you. And we thank you, Father, oh God. And Father is definitely seeing that to be a blessing to his heart. And I just say thank you so much for just what you was able to contribute in his studio. It's very important that we take heed to what he wants and not what we want. So once again, thank you so much for being here and joining me for the brief, short introduction of what we'll be talking about regarding the Pursuit of Happiness Challenge. And it will be coming up starting Monday. We will have the time frame. I believe we're going to get started by 12 o'clock. So that is a great, great time. So 12 o'clock in the afternoon, we will have the very first day of our Pursuit of Happiness Challenge. And of course, join us this coming Thursday with our special guest, Ashley Farley, for our Your Confidence Matters Kingdompreneur Thursdays. Hallelujah. We got a fun-filled time for this month, and we got other guests that will be coming up, and you never know that opportunity that you would be able to have. But once again, our invitation is open. Anyone that is willing to want to be a guest on Your Confidence Matter Kingdompreneur Thursdays, they are more than welcome to join us. And it's just going to be a privilege to have you on as a guest. And for those who are wanted to be on as a guest, and that's what Holy Spirit lead you to do, my email is BernettaRivers925@gmail.com. That's Bernetta Rivers, BernettaRivers, 925@gmail.com. So that is the email for if you have any issue or question and you want to be able to know more about joining a life coaching program. That is the same email, as well as the Kingdompreneur Thursdays. Anyone that would love to be a guest onto the podcast, that is the email. You can reach out to me anytime. I'll definitely reach back to you quicker than you can even say amen. So it's just grateful, just really grateful to know that many do support Your Confidence Matters podcast. And I just want to thank you all so much from the bottom of my heart, even from the post that I share, even from the flyers that, you know, we put up. It's just an honor to know that we are here. And we thank you, Father, that we can be able to be a blessing to many others, no matter where they are around the world, that we can be a blessing to others, which I am so grateful and thankful for. And because of that, I just appreciate you all from the bottom of my heart. And just can't say enough, but just thank you. Thank you for pitching in to help and to be a blessing to one another. That means a lot to me. So once again, thank you so much for supporting Your Confidence Matters podcast. And of course, right after this, we'll have the replay. And that's pretty much it, ladies and gentlemen. I just thank God that we are back on here yet another day. It's taking a while, but we know that the internet that was previously put before myself, it was just we just say thank God for Papa now undoing, and now he is providing the power to get us back on here to do exactly what he called us to do. So I just thank you, I trust you, and honor you on this day, and always I love you all, family. Thank you so much for joining me here in the studio, and may the Lord bless you. May he keep you and make his face shine upon you and give you peace. I thank you all so much for being here in the studio. Join us once again back on here Thursday for Kingdompreneur Thursday. It's 7 o'clock sharp on Thursday. And once again, we'll be back on here for the start of our Pursuit of Happiness Challenge. So I thank you so much, family. I love you all. And please enjoy your day. Be safe and shalom. Blessings.
Patient with me, longing for me to see, see you standing with arms open wide. You've been calling, why did I question all the things that you said? I didn't understand the depth of your embrace. You couldn't left me or push me away, but you've always been holding me. Deserve this love. Whoa. Not afraid to cry out, you've been faithful. Despite all my doubt, I am safer. With my heart open wide, I am calling. And now I understand the things that you say. And now I understand the depth of your grace. I'm holding on to the promise you made. You've always been. Deeper than